Windsor Castle, 15th of October, 1839. My dearest uncle, this letter will, I am sure, give you pleasure, for you have always shown and taken so warm an interest in all that concerns me. My mind is quite made up, and I told Albert this morning of it. The warm affection he showed me on learning this gave me great pleasure. He seems perfection. And I think that I have the prospect of a very great happiness before me. I love him more than I can say, and I shall do everything in my power to render the sacrifice he has made, for a sacrifice, in my opinion, it is, as small as I can. He seems to have a very great tact, a very necessary thing in his position. These last few days have passed like a dream to me, and I'm so much bewildered by it all that I know hardly how to write. But I do feel very, very happy. Lord Melbourne, whom I, of course, have consulted about the whole affair, quite approves my choice, and expresses great satisfaction at the event, which he thinks in every way highly desirable. We also think it better, and Albert quite approves of it, that we should be married very soon after Parliament meets, about the beginning of February, and indeed, loving Albert as I do, I cannot wish it should be delayed. My feelings are little changed, I must say, since last spring, when I said I couldn't think of marrying for 3 or 4 years. But seeing Albert has changed all this. Ever, dearest uncle, your devoted niece, Victoria R.